So they come up with a new reason, including Mr. Lazri. They say, oh, Singaporeans support the death penalty because the government has inundated the public with pro-death, pro-war on drugs propaganda. Government is so effective in propaganda that, you know, it has inundated the public with pro-death, pro-war on drugs. So they accept that people support it, a large majority, but it's not because the people are really well informed. Our people are like sheep, and it's the government has, you know, changed their minds through propaganda. Now, that's a lazy, infantile argument, if I may say so. Singaporean internet usage, I mean, in terms of amount of internet, is more than 100%. Everyone has an account, everyone accesses, everyone is online. Singaporeans are well-educated, they are well-informed. We can see what is going around in the world, consequences elsewhere. Yes, the government takes the points, position, government explains, but it doesn't mean automatically people will accept it. You have to support it by rational arguments, like the way we are doing it. And Singaporean public knows what is in their interest, what is in the interest of their children. They can see what is going around in other countries. Our approach is based on evidence, and the evidence shows that, you know, what we have done, the suite of laws, the rehabilitation, all of which are, you know, effective in terms of the position in Singapore. And I have said publicly, and I say again, whether it's a death penalty or any other policy, if there is evidence to the contrary, we will change our position.